A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Bite Size. It's Thursday the 1st of February, the day after we found out that Liverpool are the best team in the world once again. The day after we snotted Chelsea by 4-1. The day after we put in the most complete performance of any side all season long in the Premier League. The day after Conor Bradley put a marker down for Trent Alexander-Arnold. The day after everyone's heads went absolutely west with Nunes hitting the post about a bazillion times. The day after Luis Diaz scored a belter at the back stick, the day after Darwin Nunes got an assist, and the day after Diogo Jota went full Luis Suarez and bundled his way through and got a goal against the Blues, the team that we will beat for the Carabao Cup in just a few weeks' time. I'm Chris Pajak. This is your daily news show. It's deadline day. Nothing is happening, but we have got loads of really interesting stories for you. And we're going to start off with Liverpool's interest in Ederson. Yes. But no, yes, it's Ederson, and no, it's not that Ederson. It's the Ederson from Atalanta. Gazzetta dello Sport are saying that Liverpool and Newcastle have both set their sights. He's in the targets. The Brazilian is a key part of Atalanta's squad at the moment. He is a midfielder, 24 years old, scored a few goals, actually, to be fair to him. So far this season, I think he's got 5 goals in 21 league appearances and 1 assist. He can play as a DM, he can play as a centre midfielder, he can play as an attacking midfielder. He's a versatile player is what I'm trying to tell you. And Liverpool and Newcastle have both got the sights set on him. Atalanta currently 5th in the top flight of Serie A, in the top flight of Italian football, it is called Serie A. And they've qualified for the knockout stages of the Europa League, so there is an outside chance that Liverpool could have him in the Europa League before they win that competition. Ederson, according to Liverpool.com, would be a strong addition to the Liverpool midfield, despite its heavy recruitment in the summer. The club has Endo in his position, but the amount of games in the calendar, extra numbers are always needed. However, if funds are limited, then the club should prioritise transfers for defenders. Over on goal.com, not just Newcastle that's supposed to be interested. Now, apparently, Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United, Newcastle and Paris Saint-Germain have all asked about Ederson's situation. The clubs haven't sent proposals over to remove the athlete from Atalanta. However, they are preparing for offers for the next European transfer window, which will start in July this season. So if you look at goal.com, they've hit every, you know, SEO for football clubs here. Arsenal, check. Liverpool, check. Manchester United, check. Newcastle, Paris Saint-Germain, check, check. I don't know whether Liverpool are interested. I'm shocked that we need another midfielder, but we are where we are. It does beg the question of what's going on with Stefan Bajcetic, and is his injury worse than initially feared and then secondarily feared? Because, you know, it seems mad we've got another midfielder there that we can't use. In fact, we've got two. We've got Bajcetic and Thiago, haven't we? But Liverpool like to stockpile players. Liverpool like to stockpile versatile players. We'll find out in the fullness of time whether there is any truth in this story. There is truth in this story, though. And Michael Edwards was approached by Liverpool, apparently, to help with the restructure after Jurgen Klopp's exit. So Edwards, we know, quit his role with Liverpool in summer 2022. Apparently, over the weekend, he was asked to rejoin by FSG president Mike Gordon. Liverpool, according to the Daily Mirror, have failed in their attempt to bring back acclaimed sporting director Michael Edwards. This is an interesting one for me because it would make perfect sense, wouldn't it, that Liverpool would be interested in Michael Edwards. But if you're Michael Edwards and you were at Liverpool and the rumours, and I don't know whether these are true or not, but the rumours were Klopp was getting too much power, Michael Edwards wasn't being listened to quite as much, your ego's going to get in the way there. So, well, actually, you picked Jürgen over me and now you're coming back with cap in hand. And I think Michael Edwards, obviously, is going on to set up a business where he helps looking at the data for football teams. He's probably just concentrating on that at the moment. So we're going to have to look elsewhere. And that brings us to our next story. West Ham's technical director, Tim Stiden, is the person who is probably favourite to be Liverpool's next sporting director at the moment. I think everybody's been on Twitter in the news recently about around Liverpool Football Club, so everybody will know that he was the guy who appointed Xabi Alonso over at Leverkusen. But he's doing great things as West Ham's technical director as well. He brought in Mohamed Kudus. He actually had to convince Kudus that he would be able to play in a midfield with Lucas Paqueta, because apparently Kudus actually didn't think he'd be able to do that. But Tim managed to sort that out, has them both playing really good football and stuff like that. Mark Noble's spoken out in the press about how good he is and how much sort of control he has. So it's an interesting one, this. And obviously, if there is a sort of link to Xabi Alonso, then, you know, it looks like this might be a way in for Xabi Alonso, but B, putting Xabi into a good position whereby they maybe are the same school of thought, whether they've actually worked together or not. So it could be an interesting one, this. Obviously, West Ham have done a lot better in the transfer windows in recent years as well, working within a budget. Sounds familiar. Yes, it does. But I do think that the order in which Liverpool are going to do this over the next sort of 6 months is, I think they're going to get a technical director or a sporting director in. I then think we're going to announce a manager. Hopefully those two people know each other and are willing to work with each other. Again, we're going to find out in the fullness of time, but it is an interesting one. Florian Plettenberg actually tweeted saying, yeah, Tim Stiden is one of the candidates to become the new sporting director at Liverpool FC. But Stiden apparently is happy at West Ham as their technical director. He has finalised the deals of Alvarez, Ward-Prowse, Kudus, Phillips and more. No direct contact with Liverpool at this stage, he reported to Sky Germany.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So we move on to the next story, the headline story of the show, and that is Fabrizio Fumano has confirmed that Alonso and De Zerbi are on Liverpool's manager shortlist. So speaking exclusively with GiveMeSport.com, Xabi and De Zerbi are among Liverpool's managerial targets. Liverpool on the lookout for a new manager, yada, yada, yada. However, Romano believes no decision will be made until Liverpool have appointed a new sporting director. Alonso and the Zerbi are on their confirmed list of targets. The Reds, yada, yada, yada. Summer shake-up expected at Anfield, yada, yada, yada. Edwards mentioned and stuff like that. I think this is a story, isn't it, where it's like, well, yeah, duh. Obviously, Romano was just saying stuff that kind of everybody knew. It makes sense, doesn't it, that the Zerbi would be on there on the shortlist. It makes sense that Alonso's obviously on the shortlist. I think there's other managers on the shortlist, like Thomas Frank. I'm hearing that he's very highly regarded in the football club. It doesn't look like Pep Linders is going to be around. I've announced that he'll be leaving with Jürgen. It's a big thing, and you kind of need a manager who's going to bring in a group of coaches as well. And, you know, that needs to be done with the sporting director, and everybody needs to be singing from the same hymn sheet. So Romano essentially just confirms what everybody's already been talking about. So well done, Fabrizio. Glad you got your wedge for that article anyway. Okay, Liverpool next appointing somebody else behind the scenes. And this guy is going to be the head of opposition analysis, apparently. We're targeting Jansen Moreno. Dom King, very good Liverpool writer for the Daily Mail, has said Liverpool have targeted Jansen Moreno to be their new head of opposition analysis. Moreno is well respected within the industry, previously worked at Huddersfield, Norwich, and is currently with Gibraltar FA. Now, I believe that he's from Gibraltar. He spent time in Liverpool. He's the head of elite youth development at the Gibraltar Football Association. He's been in his current position since 2021 after departing a three-year role with Huddersfield. The Gibraltar FA describes his current duties as forming a key part of the association's youth football development strategy. Jansen will be heavily involved in the rollout of grassroots youth elite and coach education programmes, which is interesting because it's not what we're talking about. But his previous work experience was a first team performance analyst at Norwich and the first team performance analyst at Brighton. He also worked at Everton in the sports science and performance analysis as an intern, and he did 2 months as a voluntary role with Liverpool back in 2010 doing a performance analysis internship. So this one could be one to keep an eye on, although it's not really going to ever set the heart a racing like Liverpool's performance last night. Last news story of the day, Bobby Clark, fresh off the back of a substitute appearance as Liverpool demolished Chelsea by 4-1 last night, is attracting championship interest on deadline day. Apparently Blackburn, Cardiff and Leeds are all interested. So yeah, Bobby Clark, he looks like he's been a key part of the squad, but he might be able to go out on loan and get himself some really good experience. Do we think this one's going to happen? I actually don't, believe it or not. I live to be proved wrong, though. So there you go. That has been Red Men Bite Size. We've got a live show day before the last home game of the season to celebrate Jürgen Klopp, to celebrate this Liverpool side. You can get tickets at skiddle.com, search the Red Men TV. Links will be in all the usual places on all of our socials, etc., etc. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's cpjack82. Thank you for joining me, and I'll speak to you next time. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.